Hi, now we will be talking about business analytics applications. Business analytics application is an important component because if in case you need to analyze data, you need to understand how they are analyzed in a tool. Analyzing the data is an important skill for any professional to possess. Several methods of data analysis in Excel will be examined, including the sort function and the pivot table. A spreadsheet is a large sheet having data and information arranged in rows and columns in Excel. So when we are talking about Excel, Excel is the most common form of or the most common application used for analysis and is widely used. The reason is you don't need any technical expertise to get into Excel to understand the data on Excel. Additionally, it is a kind of a tool which is leveraged or used by any type of person. Maybe it could be a business stakeholder or it could be a normal data analyst. And there are many things which can be analyzed in Excel only, and you don't need to jump into the high-end tools like SAS, R or Python. We will be discussing few of the things related to Excel that can help you analyze the data quickly, and you can quickly summarize the insights that you can draw out of the data. Each Excel has a sheet which is generally divided into rows and columns, which is ultimately divided into cells, and you can add the values into those cells and analyze the data with respect to every cell. There are various features of spreadsheets which can be used to analyze data. Few of them are auto sum, auto fill, auto shape, wizard, drag drop, chart, pivot tables, etc. There are many other things in the Excel sheets which can be used to analyze data quickly, and to add on to this, that Excel also has the capability to create basic models if the models are not too complex or if the data is not that large. So when you are analyzing the data on Excel, you need to use few of the functions. Before doing anything with the data, before using the sort function or pivot tables, the data must be cleaned. So when you are using the data, when you are taking the data in Excel, you need to make sure that data is cleaned, which basically means there shouldn't be anything which is impacting the analysis. It could be the outlier value, it could be the words, it could be the variable which has numeric values, but since Excel doesn't validate any cell or any data point, there could be certain columns which you want as numeric completely but have words in between. Since Excel won't be checking these, if in case you keep them, it will impact your analysis. It may be necessary to change the terminologies used in the data set in order to be consistent throughout. Because if the terminologies are apt, it will be easier for you to analyze and to remember your analysis. It is important to list diagnosis separately. So if in case you have identified certain thing out of the data, you have to keep them separate so that you can consolidate them at one place and you can keep all your analysis at a different place. You can, or you may be necessary to create additional columns like diagnosis 2, diagnosis 3, or you can give any name which is easier to identify and you can make the decision out of it, or you can understand it even at a later point of time. It is possible to create multiple pivot tables and manually add results together. So if in case you are using pivot table, in case you are not aware of the pivot table, let me quickly explain you what pivot tables are all about. Pivot tables are a way of summarizing the data in Excel. So when you are doing a pivot table or you are creating a pivot table from the data, you can take the summaries of those data. As an example, if your data has customer, product and sales is saved in row and column format, you can create a pivot table for the same, and then you can take the summary of each product sale, removing the customer part of it. And you can take the summarization matrix as per your need. You can take the maximum of any value, minimum of any value, counts of any value, or anything related stuff or any other related stuff. The add-on part of pivot table is you can create calculated variables as well, which can help you find out those variables as well, which are not directly available but are calculative using the sort function in Excel. So when you are doing any analysis on the data, it's better to keep your data sorted. Now to keep your data sorted, you can easily sort your data in Excel without doing or without taking any troubles. There is a sort function directly available. You can quickly go to the data tab and you will find the sort option over there. Just select the option by which you want to sort your data. If in case there are multiple variables by which you want to sort your data, you need to add them as levels. At each level, you need to decide whether it has to be sorted on descending or ascending order, or if it is character, alphabetical or opposite alphabetical order. Once your data is sorted out by diagnosing or by adding another column, you can simply count the number with each diagnosis. You can break down the number manually as well, or if in case you want to count, you can use various functions available in Excel like count or countifs. Count is a kind of a function which will count the number of values that is passed to it. Countif only count on the basis of a particular condition, and if in case you have more than one condition, then instead of using countif, you will have to use countifs. It is with extra s, which basically suggests that you can add multiple condition in the same count algorithm. Using pivot table in Excel. As I told you earlier, pivot table is the basic and extremely useful utility of Excel, and it is a very, very useful technique with respect to quickly analysis of the data. If in case you want to do a quick analysis, you can quickly jump into the pivot table and can see what exactly is happening with the data. So you can quickly create a description summary of the data using pivot tables. It has the functionality of counting, sorting, summarizing the data at any level which are available in your core data set. With a large data set, manually counting or using the formula to count can be extremely tedious and can create a lot of opportunities for error. And if there are error in your analysis or your formulas, your output analysis will be wrong as well. Pivot table will automatically sort your data and will list the values. It will produce efficient and accurate information. So to create the pivot, you just simply need to select the data, and from the insert tab, you just need to click on create pivot or insert pivot. You can also use a shortcut key to the same. If you select the data, just press Alt plus D and then P, and then ultimately it will create a pivot table for you. Creating the data display. Once you have created the data, or once you have analyzed the data or have done the basic analysis of the data, you can create the data displays to make it easily understandable. Once the data is analyzed, it is often used to create a display. Create another table to more easily show the breakdown of the numbers with certain diagnosis. As an example, if your data has multiple columns and you want to show that this is the top selling product, this is the top selling geography, then you should create a pivot. At one pivot, you should summarize the data at product level and take the output and paste it separately. Then once again, change the metrics of the pivot and take the data at a geography level and take its output in a separate sheet. This way, you will be able to keep the separate analysis or separate summaries and still able to understand what exactly is happening with respect to every data point. Click the pivot chart under the Analyze tab and select the option Stacked Column. It gives you an option of creating stacked columns or the charts with respect to the data that you have created in the pivot. This shows the desired chart and access titles, add labels, format the color schemes and hide the field settings. Basis this, you will be able to quickly understand what exactly is showing in the data. The importance of reporting all results. It is critical to report all results even if they seem insignificant. It is also essential to not lump data analysis together and make generalization. It is critical that the researcher analyzes the result of each individual question. So if in case there is a question, there has to be proper answer to it, and you have to keep that answer in line with the question. Overall knowledge provides little information about the strength and weakness of intervention. It is critical to report all results even if they seem insignificant. We did understand the basic summary of how analysis should be shown and how each and every question should be answered properly and its analysis should be kept together. Let's quickly understand the application of analytics, how analytics is used in business from different perspectives. How can analytics help in decision making in business support or business enability in HR, finance, IT, procurement, marketing, etc.? What are the common areas of analytics deployment in different industries like banking, insurance, telecompanies, or healthcare, etc.? How analytics provides competitive advantage in business function by focusing on customer focusing functions like understanding customer or market segments, customizing the products or services, continuously listening to customer wants and its needs. Learn how social media analytics and recommendation systems are built. Analytics in business support functions. Let's try to understand each and every business support function and how analytics helps in them. First of all, human capital analytics. Workforce planning analytics to acquire talents at the right time for right position is a component of analytics. So if in case you are using analytics, you can plan things in hiring and you can plan or create model for the hiring as well, which will help you identify that which will be the most appropriate candidate for your business function. Workforce talent development analytics align to the business goals. So if in case there is certain need or certain team which needs a workforce, you can plan your development using the analytics accordingly. Workforce sentiment analytics for enhancing employee engagement. If in case you are able to identify the sentiment of employees, you will be able to understand that how happy they are. If you are able to understand that how happy they are, you will be able to understand whether there will be any attrition or not. Workforce utilization analytics to ensure the optimized deployment of right talent in right functions. Workforce compensation analytics helps to optimize benefits using big data sources including performance and benchmarks. If you know that these are the benchmarks for this particular position, you can plan your packages accordingly. Compliance analytics helps to detect any anomalies relating to enterprise compliance policies, initiate proactive corrective actions as well. Then IT. In IT, still there are component of IT which can be leveraged out or which can take advantage of analytics. Data network and storage utilization analytics lead to optimization of servers and bandwidths. These days, everybody knows that most of the data is stored in the clouds, and if you can optimize the server cost or server usage, your cost will get reduced to much larger extent. Security analytics provide vital clues about potential information security threats and alert teams. Service quality analytics provide insights into root cause of SLA deviations. IT asset analytics support optimal investment forecast. IT policy compliance analytics can report policy enforcement deviations and trigger corrective actions. So if in case you have analytics in place, you can identify and optimize the whole chain of network of IT. You can optimize the cost. You can see the policies. You can plan your policies. You can plan your network, and you can plan the usage as well. Sales and market analytics. We have been talking about sales and market analytics, and we know that analytics can take a huge marketing can take a huge advantage of analytics. There are various components which can be improved using marketing analytics or sales analytics. Like if we do customer segment, if we do revenue share models, if we do revenue mix models, if we create marketing expenses trends, if we identify the sales pipelines, if in case we analyze marketing campaign performances, we will be able to improvise the results on the same. So all the analytics components can contribute to various aspects of sales or analytics attributes. In sales and marketing analytics, exploratory analytics allows knowledge workers to find new business opportunities by discovering hidden patterns. As an example, if in case we notice that a particular geography has low selling of a particular brand, whereas other geographies have higher selling opportunities of a particular brand, we can introduce similar type of brand in the low performing geographies. Such way, if in case we are able to identify such trends, we can utilize those trends to create an opportunity for the business, and hence we can launch new product in the respective geographies. Mature organizations use predictive analytics to influence future business because they know via trends they can identify what can happen in future, and with the power of predictive analytics it is easier to understand that what are the risk areas and what are the risk components and what they can leverage out of it. And even with the prescription analytics, it is easier to understand the various aspects or pipelines of the business and how much they can contribute to the business. By analyzing those trends, it becomes easier to make more profound or stronger business decisions with respect to a particular section or with respect to particular function of the business. Enterprise embark on prescriptive analytics to use power algorithm, machine learning, artificial intelligence techniques to make routine decisions. It makes instant decision and ultimately lead to higher profitability in the business. Customer behavior analytics has been an important component these days because if in case you can identify the behavior of the customer, you can pitch the right product to the customer. As an example, if your consumers are continuously buying a completely new type of brand, and if you introduce a new brand and a particular size is being selling more often, you will understand that this area or this geography has a particular type of slab which you should target for the growth of the business. Customer attitude data tells you or gives you various aspects of the data. This tells decision maker why a customer behaves in certain matter in a certain manner or how he feels about the product. If in case you have surveys or you have feedback reports or you have call center reports, you can identify how good or bad your customers are feeling about the product that you have. As an example, let's suppose you want to understand the market behavior of for your product or for your company. You can launch an open-end market research project wherein you can send a survey to each of your customer and ask about the feedbacks. If you reward them with certain discounts or certain coupon offers, they might give a more genuine responses. If in case you are able to get those genuine responses, you will be able to understand that what exactly is happening in the business and what is the customer sentiment with respect to the business and how market is behaving with respect to your business. That way, you will be able to understand that how much customer are feeling good about your product, and if in case they are not, you can ask for the improvement areas and you can work upon those improvement areas as well. Analytics in industries. By far, we have understood that every type of industry can benefit out of analytics. Let's discuss few of the cases which can be used in various industries and where analytics can be applied. Analytics in telecom. Communication service providers traditionally have leverage the data they generate to make decisions. They have adopted advanced reporting and BI tools to bring facts and trends to decision makers. So when they are able to see those reports directly and without any human intervention, they are able to take decisions quickly. They have the data, they have the report, they can quickly validate or view their KPIs performance and can take decisions accordingly. They can use it for customer retentions, for improving customer loyalty, or even can use them for network optimizations. So if in case they analyze the various geographies where their network is available and see the dropout rates of calls in each geography, they will be able to understand that this particular geography has a higher call drop rate. Basis that, what they can do is they can take an appropriate action to avoid call drops in that particular geography, because if there will be too many call drops, there might be a chance that there will be high customer churn in the respective geography as well. Customer retention and improving of customer loyalty can be achieved via doing predictive analytics, wherein you can predict what can happen in the future, how your customer will be coming, what they will be buying, what they will be preferring to buy, what are the cross-sell opportunities, what are the upsell opportunities, and you can also use social analytics to identify the social media trends with respect to your business. In the component of customer retention and improvement of customer loyalty, you can also go for subscriber acquisition. If in case you are trying to acquire a new customer, analytics can help you there, because you can identify the behavior of new enrolled members or new acquired members in your telecom sector. You can see they bought for what products, they bought for what services, and you can use those services or utilize those services to identify the key component of acquirer. As an example, let's suppose you have offered certain data packs and many people who have just acquired your network are going for that data pack. It basically means that people are getting attracted towards the data pack that you have offered. Now you can utilize this as an opportunity and can give similar type of data pack in other geographies as well, so that you can attract more customers out of it. There can be fraud detection analytics as well, because there are many people who uses clones of SIMs, who uses many forms of SIMs, and who uses SIMs to do fraudulent activities. If in case you have analysis in place which detects the behavior of every SIM or every type of customer, you might be able to flag the options or usage which looks inappropriate with respect to the regular usage. You can also use it for churn analytics. We have been talking about churn a lot. A customer lost is a big loss for every company. So if in case you go for the churn analytics, you can easily identify who are the most probable customers who can churn in future. You can safeguard them by giving them more opportunity, by giving them better services, so that they don't move out, and ultimately you save your business. There are financial analytics as well, which uses various forms of analytics like infrastructure analytics, product portfolio analytics, channel analytics, and can use it for cost reduction as well. Analytics in retail. Retail has a various components where analytics can help in lot ways. The value of analytics comes from majorly three sources: gaining insights to improve process and resource optimization, personalizing and localizing the offers, and creating community for branding and customer engagement. Gaining insights to improve process and resource optimization. Once you are able to identify which are the resources, which are the key resources for your business in retail, you will be able to focus more on them. Few of the components of these are supply chain analytics. Let's suppose people are complaining a lot about the delivery time that you are taking. That means there are certain issues in supply chain. You can see or analyze the various nodes of supply chain activity that you have and analyze which is the node which takes maximum amount of time. Let's suppose once customer orders a product on the website, the product is captured in the warehouse, stored and packed in the warehouse, and is passed on to a different distribution center, then to the service provider or the product provider vendor, which may be, and then to the final delivery boy. If any warehouse or any distribution center is taking too much of the time, once you analyze the time taken by every component, you will be able to understand that this is a node which is taking huge amount of time and ultimately leading to dissatisfaction of customer. If in case you improvise that, you will be able to reduce the time of whole supply chain. It can also be used in pricing analytics, wherein you can decide the prices based on various aspects of the business. If in case you have a certain offers, you can bet on the loyalty front of the customer. If you see that customer usually buys for 4500 rupees, and if you give a discount of 10% if they buy for 5000, you can push them for 500 more rupees. So that way you will be able to push them ahead, you will be able to upsell these customers. Buying experience analytics can help you in lot more ways. You will be able to understand that what are the different type of complaints that customers gives you. As an example, for every transaction, once they are completed with the transaction, let's suppose customer sees a feedback form and they are entering a scale of 3 or 2 out of 1 to 5. That means they are dissatisfied with the service. Now that dissatisfaction could be of various reasons. They might not be happy with the long queue. they might not be happy with the product, they might not be happy with the customer or the staff behavior, they might not be happy with the ambience of the store, they might not be happy with the services provided in the store. So if in case they are giving a low score and you ask for the next question that what are the things that you disliked most, and if they enter their response, you will be able to analyze what are the various components which are causing discomfort among the customers. Once you analyze those, you can utilize those information in improving customer experience as well. Then in retail, it can also be used, analytics can also be used to plan inventories. Let's suppose you know that in next festive season, you might need inventory of 100 crore rupees because there are huge selling options available and there will be huge opportunity. If in case you don't identify the trend and you just keep a product of 80 crore, you lose the sale of 20 crore rupees. And if in case you are keeping more product, let's say 120 crore, you are keeping an extra product of 20 crore, which might lead to huge losses because ultimately you are keeping extra stock, and when it doesn't get sold, you will have to keep the clear the inventory by giving more options or more discounts. That way you will miss out the margins from the product. So to avoid such situations, you can analyze the trend and identify what are the expected requirement with respect to the inventory, and basis that you will be able to plan your actions accordingly. Analytics can also help in personalizing or localizing the offers, which basically means that if somebody is buying raincoats in Mumbai, that doesn't mean the same amount of raincoats will be sold in Delhi as well, because these two type of geographies doesn't have same type of weather. So you have to create localized offer with respect to geography, and here analytics helps. Secondly, personalization is also an important component. If I buy men's related product like shirt, t-shirt more often, then I would like to see the offer with respect to t-shirt or shirt only. If I get the option of a footwear, I might not like it because I don't buy footwear from you. Okay, that is where personalization helps. You can target the customer basis the product they like and showcase them the product which they prefers to buy. This can only be achieved via analytics, because via analytics only you will be able to understand which are the key products that each consumers prefer to buy. You can also use analytics in retail for campaigns, because there are various campaign related activities that happen in any retail related environments. They do lots and lots of campaigns to attract more and more customers, and if in case they are trying to do lots of campaigns, they would need to measure the impact of each campaign with respect to the target that they have maintained. As an example, let's suppose we are doing a campaign wherein we are trying to add one extra product to the basket of every consumer. So if one consumer is buying two product in single transaction, our objective is to add one more product and make him to buy three product in a single transaction. Here our focus will be to push one extra product. So if in case we are doing a campaign to push extra product, like if in case you are buying for one product, you will get it on MRP, and if in case you buy two product, you will get 10% discount. Under such scenarios, you will be able to push one extra product in each basket. Using these methodologies, you can create campaigns and then you can measure the impact of those campaigns. If in case your overall consumer's behavior is changing, either via one product or two product, or it has a certain growth rate, then you can say that campaign worked. All these activities can be done via tracking it on regular basis and via maintaining or creating campaigns using the power of analytics. In retail only, web also plays a major role. So you can plan your analytical activities with respect to web as well. Like if a consumer is buying from you, you can showcase them the product as per their needs. You can also utilize various algorithms like market basket analysis to showcase the product that they prefer to buy. Market basket analysis actually helps you in guiding what are the different type of product that you should suggest your consumer, because based on the previous history of the consumer, you will be able to understand what next that person can buy. it creates a relationship of two products. So if I am buying a trouser, I might buy t-shirt. That type of relationship can be achieved via market basket analysis. And if you plan your activities on web accordingly, you can get more out of it. So if I am a regular trouser buyer, I should see more options of t-shirt on my web page. Then only I will be more inclined to buy t-shirts from the website. Social media analytics in retail also helps in various ways. You can identify the behavior of the customer and sentiment via the feedbacks that they give on the social media platforms. That way, you will be able to understand how the behavior is changing with respect to every consumer. Analytics in healthcare. In healthcare as well, analytics helps in various ways, like hospital management analytics. In hospital, there are various activities that are performed, like medical diseases management, reports management, performance measurement, patients in and out measurement. And if in case you analyze these trends, you will be able to optimize these activities accordingly. For the healthcare analytics, you can go ahead with different type of analytics, like compliance analytics. If in case there are certain compliance criteria that is followed with respect to healthcare, and you see the percentage of component that are following compliance, you will be able to understand that which are the component which are going against the compliance, and hence you can take actions accordingly. Then you can also do financial analytics with respect to the healthcare section or the hospital management. If in case there are certain type of reports or certain type of tests which people are preferring to come for, but you don't offer those services, or you don't offer the services which have a testing of similar type of diseases, you might be missing out a huge amount of profits from there. So if you understand that these are the people who go for the test, you might have related test as well, or you might have a support of related test as well, you will be able to draw more money out of it, because you are providing the services, and these can only be identified via the analysis that you perform. There are predictive models as well which can be created to understand that what are the different type of services that your patients will be asking for, and then you can plan your actions accordingly. If your patients mostly ask for single beds or AC rooms, you can update your hospital rooms and can plan your rooms accordingly, so that once patient comes in, you can provide the rooms as per their needs. Once again, in healthcare, social media analytics is one of the component which takes equal importance, because here also different feedbacks with respect to your hospital, different feedback with respect to your services are given. And if in case you are able to identify those sentiments and are able to classify the sentiment into positive and negative, you will be able to understand that what people are feeling about your services. And if in case there are some glitches that are happening, or wrong feedbacks are coming, or poor feedbacks are coming, you can improve your services so that this could be corrected. There could be activities related to clinical stuff as well. A number of other clinical situations can be detected by analytics applied to HER, such as detecting post operative complications, predicting 30-day risk of readmission, risk adjusting hospital mortality rates. If in case you do these activities, there will be much better plans with respect to managing the services within the hospital services. Analytical application development. So when you are developing an analytical application, there are step-by-step process that you need to follow. Let's discuss those steps one by one. Step one, defining the problem. So when you are defining, or when you are creating a solution, or when you are creating an analytical application, you first need to define the problem that you are trying to solve. Is the data directly related to the question? So if you have the data, you need to understand whether your data answers the question which is being asked or not. Is the data you need available within the enterprise, or you have to go outside of the organization to look for the data? What measure of accuracy and granularity you might be going to use? If in case there are some level of data which is not directly available, you might need to create some external sources so that every point of data is available to you. What criteria are you going to use to determine success and failure of the problem? Once your problem is defined properly, you will be moving on to next step, which is setting up technical environment and processing the data. Since you know, once your data is collected, you need to clean the data and there should be technical stuff available so that all your data could be kept in single place or could be attained from a single space. To collect the data and perform basic data quality check to ensure accuracy and consistency, it is an extremely important step to maintain the data properly and to validate the data properly. To transform that data to make it conductive for analysis, because by default data might not be in form of usable form, or you will have to convert it into a form where it can be analyzed. As an example, your server might have a different pools of data and you just need to analyze few components of the data. Then you will have to take the component that you need to analyze and have to collaborate them into a single table, so that once you are beginning with the analysis, you can utilize that table to do whole analysis. Once this part is done, you will be moving on to next step, which is running the initial analysis or creating the model. Once your data is prepared, you will create a model by creating a validation test or model training data set. Once your model is performing well and you have created the well, you have chosen the appropriate algorithm, you have validated the model, you will evaluate its initial results. You will be using various analytics model to understand which model is giving you more accuracy. You will be validating via doing cross validation techniques to understand whether your model works on different type of data equally well or not. Once this is achieved, you will select the final model, which gives you the better accuracy and the best accuracy with respect to other model as well. The final model will be put into production to understand what can happen in future. Once your final model is tested and validated, it will be put in production and it will start populating result with respect to future activities. Widely used applications of analytics. Most industries tend to look at applying the analytics in the areas of processing social media data for business benefits, because there are many information available on social media platforms. If you can leverage out those information, you can utilize them in for the positive of the business. All products and services, service enterprises strive to acquire new customer without any exception. It becomes very important and easier to understand the trend with respect to social media via understanding the sentiment of the customer. If you are able to understand the sentiment of the customer from the social media data, you will be able to understand that what are the key components which are driving your business and what are the feedback of the customer with respect to your services. Recommendation systems. Before we try to understand what exactly recommendation system do, let's take one simple example to understand what will we benefit from the recommendation system. Let's take one example of Amazon app. If we go to Amazon app, we quickly go through the various product that we see on the which are available on the app. We buy them and we clear the transaction. Next time when we visit, it shows us a different type of product which were more closer to the product that I shopped before. Now, how does it achieve, or how does those product came into the picture? Does Amazon show same product to everybody? No. Actually, what happens is, basis the shopping that I am doing on the Amazon app, it will be able to understand that what are the products that I like to buy and what are the type of product that I prefer to buy. And basis that, it filters out and combines the product which are available on Amazon app and show those product in front of on my homepage. Basis that, there are more chances to convert those product into a complete sale transaction. Now, because of all these, it becomes extremely important to target the right product to every customer. If in case we are very, very close to the needs of the customer, we will be able to convert that need into a sale opportunity. And that is where recommendation system come into the picture. It becomes increasingly important for companies to search, map, and provide them with the relevant chunk of information according to their preferences and test. Algorithm which aim to provide the most relevant and accurate items to the user by filtering useful stuff from huge pool of information base are basically recommendation systems. anatomy of recommendation system. So when you are talking of a recommendation system, you need to keep few things in mind. Restaurant to dine in a new location you are revisiting, that is one example wherein you can use recommendation system. Music you may want to listen, newspaper or magazine article to read next, right doctor in your neighborhood, best auto insurance, next vacation travel spot, best online store. Recommendation based on reviews and ratings awarded, internet search term used, syndicate recommendation and collaborative recommendations. Features built in recommendation system include item to item association, many item to many item association, person to person association, person to item association, and user behavioral analytics. So when you are talking of recommendation, let me quickly summarize the recommendation system for you, the type of recommendation system that they are and how they work. So when you are talking about recommendation systems, it basically means a product which matches my needs. Now, how do you determine that this product matches my needs? There are two ways on which recommendation system works. One is known as item-item recommendation system. If in case we filter the data, that concept is known as collaborative filtering. And if it is item-to-item filtering, that filtering is known as item-item collaborative filtering. The next form is user item collaborative filtering. Now, how does it work? When you are talking about item and item collaborative filtering, you basically are saying that if somebody is buying this product, they are more likely to buy the next product. In these scenarios, you try to identify the relationship between two products. So if somebody buys the product A and you identify that this product has another opportunity of selling one more product, you will be showcasing that second product to the consumer as well. As an example, if somebody is buying coat with you or suit with you, you might have a higher affinity of ties along with suits. So you will showcase ties as well. Since there is higher chances that if somebody is buying suit, he might buy tie as well. Since that person came to buy suit and you sold one extra product, you created an upsell opportunity. You sold one another product and it created extra sale for you. That is what the objective of recommendation system is. The other type of recommendation, which is user and product collaborative filtering. In this case, you see that if I haven't bought certain product, I will try to match myself with other customer which have similar need as I have. As an example, if a consumer buys Coca-Cola a lot more time and you want to pitch a new product to these customer, you will see who are the customers with you who buys Coca-Cola regularly. Then you will see what are the other products they buy. And if you notice that many Coca-Cola buyers also buys chips from you, then you can take it as an advantageous product. Now the person who has not bought chips but is buying Coca-Cola on a regular basis, you can pitch chips to that person and ultimately it will turn up to be an upsell opportunity. That is what recommendation system do. So by this you would have understood how recommendation works. Let's quickly summarize what are the different components of recommendation systems. Tracking user actions and behavior is one component of recommendation system, because if you are able to identify the user action and the behavior, you will be able to map them with the activity and ultimately turn it into an action. Capturing, cleaning, normalizing and storing data is a very, very important component, because every data can't be used for recommendation engines. You have to transform the data in a proper way so that you can create a recommendation engine on top of it. As data is collected across users and over a period of time, it is essential to eliminate any contradiction that may have crept in and keep it. The process of index creation may also involve pruning of frequently appearing items. As an example, let's suppose there are certain products which are appearing many times. If, for example, if you go to DMart, you might be buying bags a lot more time. Now, bag is a utility which people buy because they don't have anything to keep products in. So you can't use bag as an important product. It is just an add-on utility. Nobody come to DMart to buy bag. They come to DMart to buy product. Bag is sold because they don't have anything to keep that product in. So you will have to remove such anomalies from the data wherein which are targeting to the product which are of least importance. Recommendation based on the predictions. The predictions are stored and combined with some application context and user choices to generate a set of recommendations catering to user interest. The module will typically allow extensive configuration at several levels, administrators, business users and consumers for filtering, formatting and presentation of results. So when you are presenting these results, you will have to keep them in a way which makes it easy to understand and which make it easy to be to make it actionable. A recent innovation in recommendation system is to improve the quality of recommendation. You cannot just recommend anything to anybody. To give you one example, if let's suppose I have telecom services wherein we offer caller tunes, we offer data services, we offer song services, we offer extra SMS packs, we offer add-on data packs, and we see that everybody who has taken data services, they also go for add-on data packs. Now, if in case there are certain users who always buy add-on data pack along with the normal data pack, it doesn't mean that you will be giving add-on data pack to everybody. Yes, there are opportunities, but you also need to filter out the respondents who are more likely to buy add-on package rather than pitching it to everybody. Because if wrong recommendations are populated, then user might feel disinterested and might lose the faith. Because if user feels that this product or this company understands my need, they become more prominent to shop with you. While understanding business analytics application, we understood that there are various things that we need to keep in mind. While creating analysis, we need to understand that there are various components that we need to keep aligned. There are tools like Excel and there are many utilities supported by Excel which helps us create or support analysis and quickly analyze the data that is available directly to us. There are few systems which can help or create analysis in better form like recommendation systems. All these things we learned. So let's quickly summarize what are the various things that we learned in the video. There are a number of features that are available in Excel which make your task easier, like spreadsheet use. It can be useful in entering, editing or analyzing data or even storing data if your data is not of that huge size. Before using the sort function, you can create pivots and basis those pivots, you can create summaries of the data. Via using those summaries, you can quickly create insights out of it and you can summarize those insights in bullet points, basically summarizing the various component or various questions which are being asked to you and analyzing and giving output with respect to using pivot tables. When analyzing the data, it is critical to report all results even if they seem insignificant. If you are able to report all the results, you will be able to explain what are the different activities that are happening in your business. You also need to understand the various enterprise use of IT as a business enabler, because if your technology is not supportive, you will not be able to perform analysis. So data centers, cloud storage, servers, there are various ways data can be stored. It depends on the size of the data, which medium you should go for. The design, development and deployment steps of analytical application developments are defining the problem, setting up technical environment, running the initial analysis, running the result, selecting final model, testing the final model and ultimately putting it into the production. Most industries tend to look at applying the analytics in the area of social media, in the product improvements, into the customer recommendations, into the customer behavior improvements. All these are the various applications of analytical activities. So by now you would have understood that how business analytics applications plays a major role, how each and every activities is aligned, how each and every activities is arranged, what are the different components, how you can improvise the customer experience, how you can create recommendations which are better with respect to customer, how applications like Excel can help you in quick analysis of the data. Hope you had a good learning. Keep learning. Thank you very much.